This just released. A recent series of disturbing incidents has caused the Mohawk Council of Caughnawaga to issue a statement on the increasing problem of vandalism. Most recently, several community members' vehicles have been damaged. As well, personal vehicles owned by the Caughnawaga peacekeepers have been targeted by vandals. The viciousness of the attacks is almost unprecedented in recent years. Additionally, threats were made to the family of Grand Chief Michael Arhirundalil Jr. that his family home would be burned down. This follows other acts of destruction in the past few months, such as the burning of a playground in the new development past Clay Mountains, the breaking of windows at the uncompleted new Caughnawaga Library, the tearing up of the new sod at the Cenotaph, damage to the now unused buildings at the Survival School, and the proliferation of graffiti and other forms of vandalism on both public and private property. The trend is most disturbing when we consider that the overriding philosophy of our culture is that of respect. It is even more frustrating when we realize that, with the past weekend's radiothon for the Caughnawaga Fire Brigade, the community has just completed one of the most successful spirit-building exercises in its history. This activity must be dealt with immediately. Community members are being strongly urged to be extra vigilant and to not only report any and all suspicious activity to the peacekeepers, but to become personally involved in protecting the community from this criminal activity. As well, parents are being urged to be more active in supervising their children and knowing what activities they are participating in.